Ms. Lobel's call to use more, not less, personal information challenges data privacy orthodoxy. But she insists that tracking differences is key to detecting disparities. She advocates a careful loosening of intellectual property rules to provide more transparency over algorithmic decisions. And she floats the idea of a sort of affirmative action in AI to support disadvantaged groups. For instance, an algorithm that serves adverts for highly paid jobs to men, because they mostly clinch such posts in the past, can be programmed to show them equally to women. As Ms. Lobel says, AI need not merely reproduce or entrench old biases. It can help expose them. And it is easier to fix an algorithm than it is to change people's minds. The problems with algorithmic formulae are tackled in depth in Escape from Model Land by Erica Thompson of the London School of Economics. These statistical models are the backbone of big data and AI. If data is the input, algorithms are the tool and models are the product. They are everywhere, from e-commerce tips to economic and climate change forecasts. Yet rather like the full-scale map of an empire imagined by the writer Jorge Luis Borges, a perfect model of the teeming world will always be beyond reach. The task is to ensure that the abstractions correspond to reality as far as is humanly possible. All models are wrong, runs a venerable saying. Some are useful. Ms. Thompson focuses on a challenge she calls the hawk moth effect. In the better known butterfly effect, a serviceable model becomes less reliable over time because of the complexity of what it is stimulating, or because of inaccuracies in the original data. In the case of climate change, say, this might lead to a prediction for rising temperatures being out by a fraction of a degree. In the hawk moth effect, by contrast, the model itself is flawed. It might fail to take full account of the interplay between humidity, wind, and temperature. This sort of mistake can be much more misleading and much harder to rectify. The author calls on data geeks to improve their solutions to real-world issues, not merely refine their formulae. In other words, to escape from model land. We do not need to have the best possible answer, she writes, only a reasonable one. Before there is a statistical model, she notes, there is a mental version. Data scientists need self-awareness and empathy, as well as mathematical skill. Both these books exhibit a healthy realism about data, algorithms, and their limitations. Both recognize that making progress involves accepting constraints, whether in law or coding. Ms. Lobel calls on AI practitioners to remedy the technology's problems. Ms. Thompson asks data scientists to be conscious of the choices and values in a model's design. Their reflections offer the basis for a constructive agenda. As Ms. Lobel puts it, it's always better to light a candle than to curse the darkness.